Hey, it's me, Miss Self-Love, your breakup strategist. And today's episode is going to be like, do not stop checking your ex's stories after the breakup. It seems so small, but it's really big. Why is it big? Because number one, every time you check your ex's story and they see your little head pop up, you're boosting their ego. You're giving them something they don't need. Their ego has been boosted enough after they already disrespected you and dumped you and ran back out to the streets. They chose the streets over you. I think their ego is highly boosted enough. You don't need to give them any more ego boosting than they already need. And then, as you're giving them an ego boost, you're lowering your own self-esteem and you're feeling less empowered. You're defeating the purpose of winning after a breakup. This breakup is not for you to lose and feel defeated. It's for you to win and feel better. That's why this breakup happened. A breakup doesn't happen for defeat. It happens because you have to move on into your new journey. It's not so you can feel defeated. It is not so you can lose. Breakups happen because breakups are the blessing. So every time you check your ex's stories, you're giving them an ego boost that they do not need from you. If they want to get it from the streets, let them get it from the streets, but they don't need it from you. Because you're defeating yourself every time you do it. It's a lose-lose. You get nothing out of it. If you're struggling, listen to this podcast every time you want to check their stories. If you're struggling, get into the Detox from Your Ex workshop so you can find a peace of mind and get some guidelines on a better way to move on. If you're struggling, get in the Self-Love Retreat. If you're struggling, get in the 30-Day Detox from Your Ex program. But one thing for certain and two things for sure, checking your ex's stories is only going to make you feel like shit and make them feel on top of the world, which they don't deserve to feel. Nothing comes out of that. It's a lose-lose. You're betting on losing. So if you're struggling and you can't seem to change your perspective and wrap your head around not checking your ex's stories, then do what you got to do to change that. Because you're definitely losing a breakup. You damn sure are. And you're losing your own self-esteem. Share this with someone who needs this. It matters. Little thing, your little head popping up, that's big to your ex. Big. That's not little. Then people say, oh, I check it at the end. You still get the same result. If you check your ex's story in the beginning, the end, the same result is their ego gets boosted and yours gets lowered. And you feel like shit and they feel that no matter what happens, what time, when you check the stories, the same result happens. The same result happens. They're on top of the world and you're feeling crushed again. Seriously. That's exactly what happens. So I show you ways in the training, the How to Get Over Your Ex training, on how to mute your ex and do different things. There's a lot of different tips and tricks that you need from this training to be able to detox and move on. There's a lot of little things that you're doing that's hindering you from moving on. There are, and that's what the workshop is for. Because when people come in a workshop and they go over the guidelines with me, they're like, oh, I didn't even realize I was doing all these things that I shouldn't have been doing. This is why I'm not able to move on. This is why I'm not detoxing. This is why I'm not detaching, because I'm still doing all these things that I didn't even realize I was doing. All these little things that seems like it doesn't matter to me is big because it's messing with my mindset. That's why I do the workshop. All right, but that was the tip of the day. Your ex does not need any more ego boosting. Your head is really big. I don't think you need to make it any bigger. That's the last thing you want to do. I already had to go through this. I went through the detox. I was hurting, just like you was. Five and a half year relationship. Talked every single day. Did not miss a day. But I know one thing for fact and two things for certain. After I got dumped, I wasn't checking nobody's damn stories. I'm already at the bottom feeling like doo-doo. I'm not checking. No, I did not check nobody's stories. I don't give a crap. I'm not boosting you up more than you already are and making myself feel like shit. Period. So, that's not happening. I'm just letting you know, if you don't know that your ex-ego is getting boosted, you're like, oh, I don't want them to forget about me. They forgot about you. That's why the breakup happened. They'll be back. But for now, you don't need to be boosting their ego. That is not how you do. Look. Y'all want some game? Make sure you get this workshop, because that is not how you get to get anybody to remember you or whatever. They forgot about you already. The breakup happened. They didn't forget, but they're busy trying to get you to do. Look, reverse psychology. Listen. There's a lose-lose in you checking them stories. I'm telling you, are losing bad if you check their stories. All right? So we're trying to make sure you winning feel empowered. Win yourself back. Not win the... Win yourself back. Fall in love with yourself. That you're winning yourself back. And you can't do that every time you don't want to fight this urge of checking their stories and boosting their ego. And having your power get taken away, giving it to somebody else. You're not going to be able to feel empowered like that. All right? So, listen to this podcast. Get in the workshop. Do the things you have to do so you can move on. You only have one life. I don't know if it goes fast or slow anymore, but I know last year went by real fast. And I was intentional. And that thing still flew by. I don't think life is slow. I think it moves really fast, in my opinion. So that's why being intentional is important. Falling in love and focusing on yourself is important. The longer you sit with this breakup, the longer it's going to take for you to get wherever it is you need to go. Whatever those goals are. And if you don't know, I'm here to help you figure them out. All right. So there's a workshop happening. Fall in love with yourself workshop. It teaches you the guidelines. It comes with two worksheets, 25 guidelines on how to detox from your ex. We're going to go over that live at the workshop on February 11th. I'm doing a fall in love with yourself Valentine's Day situation for February. We're falling in love with ourselves, period. All right? The workshop is affordable. It's so affordable that a kid with no job can afford it. You should be able to invest into yourself with so affordable that a baby can afford it, that you need to be able to learn these skills and these tips and these tricks, all right? So it will be via Zoom. You don't have to talk if you don't want to. I'll be doing the talking, but you can ask questions. You might as well show up and ask questions, you know, if you want to. But, you know, I'll be doing most of the talking. You don't have to talk or show your face or nothing like that if you don't want to. All right, but y'all know I'm a chatty patty, and it's 25 guidelines, and I'm gonna go over them and give you the game so you can understand the game. They be like, is this a game? I don't know, life is a game. What do you think?